Dusan Tadic, you're going to go into the Southampton history books for that goal.
Yes, I'm really happy because of that, but most important that we win match, and that's it. Now we just need to keep going, to do like this, and to take more points.
Tell me about the emotions going through your head, having started the game on the bench, coming on, scoring.
Yes, a lot of emotion, because especially it's good season for me and all Southampton, but I have normally I never have problems with injuries, and now I don't know what happened. I have a lot of problems, and I'm really happy that I have conditional coach and doctor and all the people in the club who take care about me, and it's really difficult period, and we just keep working hard, and I work every day hard to be better, and that's it.
You must be so proud as a Serbian. You've now scored in the Premier League against Arsenal and Manchester United in straight games. People at home and your family and friends must be just, you know, incredible about it.
Yes, I'm proud that I'm from my country, because this is a beautiful country. this is really nice when you score against good opponents. But most important that we play good like team, and then everyone can show something good, you know. And without a good teammate, you cannot show nothing.
Tell me about your shirt and your shin pads. What happened?
Yes, I put my shirt and shin pads for half there, and bench. Then after, was not there, you know.
So you were supposed to come on.
Yes.
And then you looked for your shirt.
Yes.
And
was not there, and I don't know what happened. And then after, but no problem, you know, because we just normally need to wait a little bit, you know, that they explain me for free kicks and for everything, corners where I need to stand, and then everything was on a good time, you know, good reaction of our kit man, and was good.
In the end, perfect timing. Did you get told off by the manager for taking your shirt off when you then scored?
Sorry?
Did you get told off by the manager for taking your shirt off again when you scored and getting a yellow card? Was that naughty?
No. You know, when you score goal, you don't think, you know, how you're going to celebrate goal, you know. I never think, you know, I'm really emotional, and I like to do things, you know, how happened. Same also in my game, you know, when I play football, I never know what I'm going to do, you know. And this is nice about football.
I don't think you were born the last time Southampton won here. That's how special today is for fans.
Yes, we are really happy that this is a special day for fans. I think this is all win for them, for all people who like Southampton, because they really support us really well, and I hear them really good, even more than Man United fans. And this is really nice, you know, they give us extra energy.
And a special day for your manager to beat Louis van Gaal as well. You must all be pleased that you've done it for the manager as well.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. It's. I think everyone is happy, you know, manager, players, all fans. And but we just need to keep going, you know. We need to be calm. We need to be easy. And we just need to put these things that... to don't make something so big, you know. Because it's big. But we need also to be calm, you know. We need to believe in our skills, you know.
And it's still only 3 points, whoever.
Exactly. We just need to have more confidence in our skills, because we are a good team. And that's it. We need to believe that we are better than other teams.
And you have to believe now you can get European football in some form, because your belief after beating Arsenal and Manchester United surely has to give you that.
Exactly. We need to believe. And we just need to keep going game by game. We have difficult games behind us. We take a lot of points. But that's it. We just need to relax and to play our game.